We learned this morning in the Sugya in Shkolim Daf Yud Ches that Shulchan is Bitzofen, Menorah is Bidorim in the Beis HaMikdash. And not just the Shulchan Sha'osa Moshe Rabbeinu's Shulchan, and Moshe Rabbeinu's Menorah, but Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says, Psukim in Nevi'im, that he also made 10 Shulchanos and 10 Menorahs. Question if they actually placed Lechem Aponim on those Shulchanos, and they actually lit those menorahs, or they were there, or they interchanged, or they used all of them. That's a question in the Rishonim. But there were 10 shulchanos and 10 menorahs. How are they placed? Shulchan has to be in the tzad tzofen, like the pasuk says, tzela tzvoinis. So how do you have it in the tzofen if every shulchan is 2 amas, and the whole width of the heichal is 20 amas, 10 times 2 is 20. So if you're going to place it right to left, then it's not in the tzofen. Then it's going to be the 6th shulchan and onward is going to be in the dorim. How do you place them all in the tzofen? So the Gemara says, it's miyamin umismoil shel shulchanay shel Moshe. That means Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan was in the front, before the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Heichel. And then to the right of that, and to the left of that, they went down from Meirev to Mizrach. Not tzofen dorim, Mizrach Meirev. The other man domit says tzofen dorim, the Gemara blab shver. It's not going to be b'tzofen. And likewise the menorah. The menorah was also went down from left and right of the menorahs from Moshe. It went down Meirev Mizrach and not Tzofen Dorim. Because otherwise the menorah is going to end up being in Tzofen. It's supposed to be in Dorim. It's Lahachim Yadrim Yatspin. So that's how we remain Shulchan in Tzofen and menorah in Dorim. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says that the Mizbeach Hapnimi, that Mizbeach was Be'emtza. What does Be'emtza mean? Right in the beginning, in the midpoint, Chatzia Heichel. The Heichel was 40 Amos. So smack in the middle of the Heichel, the 20 marker is called midpoint, Chatzia Heichel. Now really, it's not the Chatzia Heichel. If you look at the Kodesh HaKadoshim too, Kodesh HaKadoshim is another 20 Amos in length, so it's really a third. But if you look at just the Heichel without the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's Chatzia Heichel. If you look at the whole thing, then it's called Shlish Heichel after the first third. Atkan Loshen HaYerushalmi Shkolim Daf Yudches Omer Aleph. There's a very famous tshuva based on this Gemara from the Chassam Sofer, and the Bialocha brings this in Simen Kuf Nun. The Bialocha says as follows. The Ramah says actually, Simen Kuf Nun Ve'oisin Bima Be'emtza Beis HaKnesses. We place the Bima in the middle of the shul. Sheyamid Olei HaKoyre B'Torah V'Yishmu Kulam. In order, everyone should hear. That's another day in Ponov Klapi HaKodesh. He stands in front of the Aron Kodesh. V'seder HaYeshiva Kachi HaSkenim Yoshim Pneim L'Klapi HaOm. That's Gabi the Skenim. V'shara Om Kulim Yoshim Shurei Shuras Pneim Klapi HaKodesh Pnei HaSkenim. The first din in the Ramah is Legabi the Bima. Be'emtza Beis HaKnesses Shiyamid Olei HaKoyre V'Yishmu Kulam. On that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Chen Mavur B'Rambam U'Vetur U'Minu Kodemu M'Koyre M'Sech HaSukka Nun Aleph. The Gemara in Masukah talks about that Beis HaKnesses Shel Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. It was so large, Yoisemi Yoitzem Mitzrayim, that they had to have Hanof HaSudrin went to answer. Amen. So over there, it was in the middle, Kadesh Yishmu Kulam, and Memela, that's how it's done also. Pesach HaSukkah Nulalav Kamash Kosav Ago Uvavei Neseinu Arabim Zok Debi Alocha. This is really a Tshuvah Sam Sofer. Be'ezer mekoyim is portsu minig kedumim ze. Be'ischilu lases habima somachlan kodesh. They were pirates, the minig kadmoinim. And this is really referring to the reform, the mischachim, and especially in the time of the Chassam Sofer in Hungary. And they placed the bimas in the middle, in the front of the shul. It looks nicer. It's a podium. It's nice, especially bimas went up. So it's in the front of the shul. So it was Alznoy they did it. And then he says more than that. He says, "Rotzu leilich bedarche of the gelulim k'mayish oisim beicholos shalhem shekorin temple." In the temples, in their places, that's where it is. Taka v'yesh likri alein v'yishkach Yisrael loisir v'yiven eicholos ukvarichu apoyskem achronim begnus anoshim elu ayim betshuvas chasam soifer simin chovches. This is the tshuva of chasam soifer that says chasam soifer brings this gemara in sukkah, and he says that the mizbeach and the bima are connected one another. We're makif the bima on Sukkot, on Chag, connected like the Mizbeach, we're makif. And likewise, we read the parashas of Karbonis. Parashas of Karbonis, that means when we read Sefer Yikra, on the Bima, Keneged, their Makriv Karbonis on the Mizbeach. So Mela and the Gemara says over here that Mizbeach is Be'emtza, smack in the middle, between the Shulchan and the Menorah, Be'emtza. So Mela, that's why the Bima has to be Be'emtza. And he says, his main peida was like the Mishabura brings, Keneged the Mechachim, Keneged the Reformim, and he finishes off with Tshuva, that Chodosh, Osam in HaTorah. That was his Ikam Elchama. Now Ramosha Lemaisa, now first Ramosha has two Auras in his Tshuva. He brings his Cham Sofer, and he says that this is the correct way of building a shul is the Bima Be'emtza. But he does, he's mayor, that it's not the Mizbeach HaPnimi, because they were Makif on Chag, it was the Mizbeach HaChitzai. And the Karbonos are brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzai. And that's in the middle of the Azorah, not the Heichel, the Emtza of the Chatzi HaHeichel. But upon him, it's the same idea. Cham Sofer happens to bring the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is Chatzi HaHeichel. It's really the Karbonos were in the Mizbeach in the Oila. And likewise, they were Makif on Chag, they were Makif in the Mizbeach HaChitzai. But he says that, one thing for sure he says, it does not have to be Mitzumtzum Be'emtza. There's no dinner, it has to be Mamas smack in the middle. It has to be Lafuke, that it should be on, should not be on the podium in the front, so it should be there for everyone to see, like they did in the in their temples, like the Bialocha brings. But then he says that mitzal alocha mitzal adin, the ikam ulcham dechsam sefer was b'shaitoy when there was taka the mischachim, the reforms. But if a person has a shul that where the bima is not in the middle, there's no issa to enter. It's not a reform shul just because it has it in the front. You have shuls like that, not the right thing to do. As a matter of fact, my father, when he came to his shul 42 years ago, in the Young Israel of Avenue K, the bima was in the front, the first, and the mechitza was low, and the first week he was there, he said, you have to change the bima. And they changed it. He made a home, there was a machlekes about it, he changed the bima, put it to the middle. The mechitza, he hired, he said, Ramosh and Shubas, he did what he had to do. He said, if you wait a week, if it's good 1 week, it's going to be good for the next future too. He had to do the first week. So the first Shabbos he was there, he got someone, they hired the mechitza, and they changed the bima. But there are shuls that the bima is not in the middle. So the Moshe says there's no issa l'spalashom, and there's no issa that you're not allowed to enter there. But it, because he says the yisoid wheel of the Chacham Sofer is a svara. There's no real makar. It's a svara. So Mele, he says that it's not ma'akiv be'etzim. But this is the makar. When the Gemara base, the Chacham Sofer brings this Gemara and Shkolim, that it's be'emtzisa, that's the makar of the Mizbeach. Now, the truth is, there are many things that the Beis Knesses is ke'en the Mikdash. According to some Yishonim, the Smak, say that it's Mikdash Tiro is a mitzvah d'oraisa on Mikdash Ma'at, mitzvah d'oraisa. That means the same Moira Mikdash that a person has when he enters the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have when you enter a shul. But the smack holds as the raisa. Rabbi Aaron, and Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, in one of the footnotes in Chelik Aleph, he says that it's bizman hazeh the raisa because the reason why there's a din of murder mikdash is not from the mikdash itself. It's from the Eibishter that's mitzav on the mikdash. The murder mikdash that we have is Misha Hizr ala mikdash. So Misha Hizr ala mikdash, you have the same thing by Mokum Torah and Tefillah. Misha Hizr ala mikdash, you have the same thing over here. So he says, the din of murder mikdash is the raisa because of Misha Hizr ala mikdash. And that's how he's seemingly machriya and his machlokes rishonim him. He holds it Misha Hizr ala mikdash. But there are other things that we have that the din of mikdash haitiro, the din of Beis HaKnesses, that the Tesefta brings, that the Pesach of a Beis Knesses has to be mul aron kodesh. It's always mul. Why? Because that's what it was in the Heichel. In the Heichel, when you entered, you were mishtachve, you came in, mul de kodesh hakadoshim. That's what the Pesach has to be. The Pesach has to be a cross from the Aron Kodesh. Now, but we're davening towards Mizrach. So mele it's b'mayrav. Other places in the world, it was b'mizrach, because they daven towards Mayrav. It depends where you are. Tosis and Brochas brings that. B'medino is that it's in the Mayrav, so then it's the Pesach is in the Mayrav, because you're davening towards the Mizrach. Other places, the Pesach is in Mizrach. Depends where you daven. But the point is, it's keneged the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that is like it was in the Mikdash. So Mele, the tzura of the Beis Knesses, not just the Bima, like some say, but even the Knesa and the other things, is keneged ke'ein, that it was in the Mikdash, and this is the makor of the famous Tshuva, the Chacham Sofer, is this Gemara that we have.